Welcome to Muffed. Tough year. We'll tell the story straight. This is the Cardinals 2025 season in review. Muffed! Trey McBride caught 126 passes for a tight end this year. 126. That's not a tight end season. That's a number one wide receiver season disguised in a tight end's jersey. Here's how the Cardinals went from a 2-0 start to a 3-14 finish, what happened when Kyler Murray disappeared after week 5, and the one defensive number that explains why nothing else mattered, 3 wins, 14 losses. They missed the playoffs entirely, finishing 9th among NFC teams on the outside looking in. This was the year Arizona got muffed, and the data tells you exactly how it happened. Let's set the table with the team numbers. Arizona's offensive expected points added on the season, that's the total value every offensive play added or subtracted from their scoring chances, was -19.9, which ranks 23rd in the league. That's bad, but not catastrophic. The catastrophe lives on the other side of the ball. The defense allowed +93.1 expected points added on the season, 27th in the league. When we're talking defense, you want that number deep in the negatives. Arizona's was deep in the wrong direction. The third down offense was actually a strength, converting 43%, top 10 in the league. But the season was boom or bust with a heavy lean toward bust. They were competitive through 7 weeks, lost 5 one-score games before Halloween, then got blown out by 22, 19, 28, 20, and 23 points down the stretch. Turnover differential was a problem too, with just 19 takeaways on defense. Now let's talk about the passing offense. The headline number here is sacks allowed, 59 of them on 748 dropbacks, a 7.9% sack rate, which puts Arizona in the top 8 in the league for getting their quarterback hit the ground. Total passing expected points added was +2 on the season, basically league average at 17th. And honestly, given the protection breakdowns, that's a minor miracle. Jacoby Brissett carried this unit after Murray went down in week 5. Brissett threw for 3,366 yards, 23 touchdowns, and 8 picks, with a completion percentage of 65 against an expected 61.6. +3.4 above expected, top 10 among qualified starters. He was accurate, he just had no time. And he had McBride, who turned 169 targets into 126 catches, 1,239 yards, and 11 touchdowns. There's your passing offense in one sentence, an accurate veteran throwing to a star tight end while getting sacked nearly 4 times a game. The Brissett to McBride connection produced the season's signature do or die conversion, 4th and 6, down 31 in Seattle in week 10, 15-yard touchdown that meant nothing to the scoreboard and everything to the film room. That's the offense in a nutshell. The throws were there, the blocks weren't. Now let's dig into the rushing offense. This is where Arizona got muffed. Worst on the offensive side. 4.3 yards per carry, 31st in the league. Only one team ran the ball less efficiently. Total rushing expected points added was -21.5, 24th in the league, on 367 attempts, 93.1 yards per game on the ground, and 9 rushing touchdowns all season. That is not enough touchdowns from your run game over 17 weeks. The backfield was a committee with no answer. Michael Carter led the rotation with 333 yards on 92 carries, 1 touchdown, and a rushing expected points added of -6.8. His yards over expected on the year was -68. The committee never produced a featured back, the run game never produced a featured identity, and the play calling tilted heavily past because the ground game simply did not work. Next up, the pass defense. This is the unit that broke the season. Pass defense expected points added allowed was +89.49 on the year. And remember, on defense, you want that number deeply negative, so +89 is brutal. That ranks in the 19th percentile league-wide. Arizona allowed 31 passing touchdowns, gave up 242 yards per game through the air, and generated only 30 sacks on the season, 30th in the league. They could not get home, they could not affect the quarterback. QB hits delivered was just 69 on the year in the 13th percentile. When you can't pressure and you can't sack, you can't take the ball away, and Arizona only forced 18 takeaways total. There were bright spots. Josh Sweat had a strip sack scoop in week 1 against Carolina that he returned to the 3, and an interception by Garrett Williams against Trevor Lawrence in week 12 was worth 7 expected points to the defense. But those moments were islands. The variance read here is brutal. They held three opponents under 20 points and gave up 40 plus in four different games down the stretch. And the run defense. This one is closer to respectable, which only makes the pass defense look worse by comparison. Arizona allowed 129.5 rushing yards per game and 19 rushing touchdowns, but total rushing expected points added allowed came in at just plus 3.65, essentially neutral 38th percentile. Per carry, opponents gained an expected points added of plus 0.01 against this run defense. So the math says the run defense roughly held serve. The problem was that opposing offenses didn't need to run. They could throw at will against the secondary, and they did. The run defense wasn't the villain in 2025. It was the bystander. Muffed! Season MVP is Trey McBride, and it's not particularly close. 126 catches, 1,239 yards, 11 touchdowns, and plus 72.7 receiving expected points added from the tight end spot. He was the offense. The one thing that has to change, the pass rush. 30 sacks on the season and 69 quarterback hits delivered, both bottom of the league numbers, directly produce a pass defense that allowed plus 89 expected points added on the year. You cannot win games when you can't make the quarterback uncomfortable, and Arizona made nobody uncomfortable in 2025. That's the Cardinals 2025 season. Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Cardinals feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.